So, my name is Delia Sims, and today I'm going to be interviewing my mom, and her name is...
Sequila Sims.
And this is for an oral history project, so I'm going to get to asking questions. And first question is, how long did you live in this area?
I was born and raised in Heidelberg, Germany. I've been here in Tacoma, Washington since 1980.
And what is today?
Today is...
like the year?
Oh, 2022.
And then, second question is, what brought you here?
My father was in the military, and we decided to move to the states of Washington to live.
And then, the third question is, what is something from your culture, homeland, that you wish more people in this area would practice?
I wish that people in this area would practice more kindness to each other. I wish that people would practice respect to each other.
That's it. Okay. Next question. What was your childhood like?
My childhood was fun. I was the only child. I pretty much got to do everything I wanted to do. I went everywhere, traveled, went to Disneyland, went to Hollywood, Vegas, Circus, Reno, had fun as a child. Played lots of sports. Was very active in modeling and jazz ballet.
Okay, next question is, how did your childhood differ from what you see in children living today? Like, what's the difference from your childhood then and now?
The difference in my childhood back then, I see.
And from today?
Back then, it seemed like it was a little bit more hard times. That's when the gangs were getting started. And so it seemed like today, more or less, it's not as much gang activity going on, but it's more social media and stuff like that going on with the kids. And so I think that's gotten better for the most part, but the future of the kids, I think they need to be focusing more on their future.
That's it. Okay, next question is, what are some historical events from your lifetime that have a big impact on your life?
Some of the things in my life that had an impact.
On your life now.
The things that had an impact on my life were me becoming a mother and having children. It made a big difference in my life. I had to focus more and get educated.
And how many kids do you have now?
I have 6 kids. And so that...
How old were you when you had your first kid?
When I had my first child, I was 16. Still in high school. I had to complete my junior and sophomore year. Well, my sophomore was it junior year, and my senior year, I was pregnant. It was very hard. It was a struggle. I had to be employed, and I had to go to school and take care of my child, which was a challenge, which made me stronger. Made me understand life more.
That's it. Okay. How do you feel about participating in the Pledge of Allegiance or National Anthem? You know, like, since there's so much racism in the world. Like, how do you feel about that?
Okay, well, don't know. I think that's a good thing, but I don't think the people these days, they are practicing the right things and pledging to the right things, you know. I was just saying the Pledge of Allegiance the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a very important thing to do, you know, because it's important every day to, you know, but I don't think today's society are pledging to the right things. And so, like, I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm. The next question is, do you see or hear from students who experience racism or other forms of oppressions? Operations, I meant.
Do I what?
Like, have you seen students witness racism or some racism happen to them? Like, has anyone ever told you or have you seen it?
I haven't personally really dealt with any racism in my life. I've seen it been, you know, in society itself, but me personally, I haven't had to deal with it. all the way around. I just think that people in general just need to be more respectful to one another, and that will keep the racism down, because it's all about respecting each other. It has nothing to do with our color of our skin, you know.
Mm-hmm. Next question is, what role does culture play in your life?
I like the families being together, and I don't know.
Well, that's it for today.
Okay.